Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
This morning, I want to share the word of God with us on financial transformation. I'm sharing this because of the first fruit offering that we are taking. These things build faith and they help you to actually believe as you put your seed on the soil. We will take our text from the book of Exodus chapter 11 verses 2 downwards.
Exodus 11
verses 2 downwards.
Exodus 11 verses 2 downwards.
Speak now in the hearing of the people and let every man ask from his neighbor and every woman from her neighbor articles of silver and articles of gold.
Na kama obibiara ense na obiara obenu oye benyi na besia na obiara owo usom kachene de omo eguzi oye sikakoko na jete.
And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians.
Na nyamima Israel funu enyimpa wo Mizrim funu honenyim.
Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt in the sight of Pharaoh's servant and in the sight of the people.
Na Moses a oye wonkanzi funu oye obi a oye kese na onya enyimpa wo Mizrim funu na Israel funu honenyim.
May the Lord add his blessing to his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nyamemfa nenyiminyam onte nasem echi.
Financial transformation. In this passage, we see God granting favor to his people so that they had a lot of silver and gold. They became prosperous. But when you read only the passage we have read or these few verses, you may not get a complete picture. So I'm going to add another verse that is supposed to help us to get it a little bit clearer. The Lord asked them to do what he asked them to do, and they did it in chapter 12 of Exodus, verse
36.
Chapter 12, verse 36. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians.
They took it.
So within that space of time, wealth transferred greatly from the Egyptians into the coffers of the
Israelites.
One of the things we must understand is that there are several ways that God prospers his people. In the case of Israel, they had worked for hundreds of years and they were not paid, if you like. They were working as slaves.
Israel for na yehun de wo yenkofu bia wa suma na wa konkwasu beye emfi oha na nembre.
They had worked for a very long time, hundreds of years, 400 years. The Lord said to them that your children are going to be in a foreign land for 400 years, and afterwards I'll bring them out of the foreign land with great substance.
Na wo ko enkwasu emfi oha anan na nyame ka cho hunde emfi oha anan metru no metru wan efi Mizrim.
So at this stage, the word was being fulfilled in their lives.
Amen.
Sometimes God tells you or gives you a promise. But there is a time that the promise will be fulfilled. So when you look at a verse like this, you know that there are so many verses or prophecies that are at play here right now. There are promises that God has given over your life and over my life as well.
Now,
those promises, they are going to come to pass at the time that they must come to pass. How long is 400 years? It's very long. 400 years is a very, very long time. So this can be used for organizations and nations, but when it comes to individuals, the 400 years may not be chronological 400 years.
Na yerika oman na ejumeku a efi aha anano oye asa obotun no na yehwe nipa obotun waye awon chechado.
So God is going to fulfill his word to you after 400 years.
Amen. Wo na me bama ne boshe biara ofo ohuno wa bem wo efi aha nanechi.
Around that time, he will tell you something specific you must do. It is important that you follow the instructions of God. Can you imagine? The Lord told Moses to tell the people of Israel, go to the Egyptians and ask them for silver, for gold. Don't ask for copper and anything less, but ask for the best. The time for your best is dawning on you very soon.
Amen. So
they went to ask.
Now,
and when they asked, something else had happened.
You see
the gap between chapter 11 verse 1 and then chapter 12 where it was fulfilled. What had happened was that God had killed all the firstborns in Israel. All of them. From the firstborn of the Pharaoh to the firstborn of the captive in the dungeon. All the first fruits were taken over by the Lord. Or I should say, all the first fruit was taken over by the Lord. Including the first fruit of the animals. Are you following what I'm trying to share with us?
Yes.
So there is a time that God's word comes to pass, and sometimes it's related to the first fruit. Israel, God had done a lot of plagues, 9 of them in Egypt, but he couldn't get the Pharaoh to move. Okay, I'll come back to that very soon. Your prosperity or your money is usually not with God. Many times it is with something else or someone else. Let's take a couple of verses very soon. Exodus chapter 27 verse 7. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or articles to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or articles to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double. There was money that should have come to you, but it did not come. Have you found the one who stole your money? The Bible says that if you are able to find who stole your money, the person or your money will be doubled unto you.
Amen.
I mean, let's say you have 100 or 10,000 Ghana cedis. You invested it somewhere. And then somebody came to steal it. According to God's word, if you can find the one who stole it, your money should be doubled for you. For some of you, your money was not stolen by a human being, it was a devil who stole your money. The Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan went to steal the blessing and the wealth of Job. At the end of Job's life, his wealth and everything was doubled unto him.
Amen. Now, what Job ne how nechi nara no obunsemriya no.
Can you find the one who stole your money? Can you find why you lost your money? If you find and you realize that you are the reason why your money was lost, believe God to have double for what you lost. Are you following what I'm trying to share with you? So this is one of the ways God prospers us. He does that by restoring to us that which we have lost. So what you have lost is not lost. If you can find the thief, you can have double for your trouble. Let's look at Joel chapter 2 verse
25.
Joel 2:25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. I'm going to give different names. Just say grasshopper, something like that, okay? The crawling locusts. The consuming locusts. The chewing locusts. My great army which I sent among you. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts, my great army which I sent to you. God is able to restore your wealth to you.
Amen.
The Lord said, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. If now you are not eating in plenty and you are not satisfied with the food you are eating, God is changing or transforming your state.
Amen.
And praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. God is going to deal wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Shame because of financial lack is turned away by God.
Amen.
You need to believe this word of God.
Amen. I receive it.
You need to believe this word of God. You need to accept this word of God. You need to embrace this word of God. It is not a game we are playing in church. Church is a place that people get transformed because of their faith. So if you believe this, then your state is going to change henceforth. This is a man who had sown. He did some work on his fields. He worked hard. He got up early in the morning and he planted something. And a locust came to invade his farm. The swarming locusts. They come in multitudes. The crawling ones. They come slowly, but they consume. The consuming locusts. Whatever they touch cannot continue to grow. They take the life out of it. The chewing locusts. They chew everything you have, including the roots. But by the grace of God, the Lord says, I will restore to you the years. The years that you lost your blessing. God says, I will restore unto you the years.
Amen.
Receive the years of restoration of your blessing.
I receive it.
This is one way that you get blessed. Because sometimes things happen to families and they are never able to rise again. They are never able to rise again. But verses like this encourage us. They let us know that the years that we lost, we can gain them back.
Yes.
And I see that happening to you and to your family.
I receive it.
And the Lord said, you shall eat in plenty. It means that food will not be a problem for you. It means that capital will not be a problem for you. You shall have more than you can carry. And the Lord said, and you shall be satisfied. And then you will realize that God has done something wonderful for you. Somebody is going to see the wondrous works of God in his life, in their life. And the Lord said, and you shall never be put in shame. When you don't have money, you can easily be put in shame. Oh yes. You will eat things that make you feel ashamed. You drive things that make you feel ashamed. The car that you are driving, the car makes you feel ashamed. Because you need a lot of word of knowledge and anointing and prayer to keep it operating. So when you are going for important meetings, you have to go with somebody else in his car, in her car. And when you have to park your car, you park it in the bush and you walk to the spot. But by the verse that God has given us this morning, He says that you shall never be put ashamed.
Amen.
That means that you will like what you are eating. And when somebody knocks on the door, you not go and put your plate under the bed. Because you are eating garri and granites with the leg of a chicken. But the time that God, the work that God is going to do in your life, your table is going to be full of sumptuous diets.
Amen.
And when people knock at your door, you'll be happy that they are coming to see you at this phase of your life.
Yes. Now when you bet you there,
has it happened to you before?
Yes.
Sometimes you go to a place and you realize that this person, somebody was eating before I came. But you can't find the food. And as the person is talking to you, you can smell the food from his breath. So such a person may not want you to stay for a long time. So watch people when you go and visit them. He wants you to go quickly so that he can continue before ants and rats go on the food. But God is changing the state of our lives. I said God is changing the state of our lives. The Lord said, I will restore the years that you lost. And you will no more no shame. Look at Genesis chapter 14.
Genesis.
Verse 22. Genesis 14:22. Sometimes in your Christian life, you will miss certain offers that would have brought you a lot of money. You will miss certain offers that would have brought you a lot of money. And those conditions can make you feel afraid that you will never recover ever. Sometimes because of your Christian virtues and values, there are certain levels of wealth that may be denied you just because of your faith in Christ. And it can put fear into your life. But there was a case like that in the Bible. Verse 22. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord, the God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a threat to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich.
Now Abraham said, Ohina owo Sodom de, mama men sado atra nyame de ame. Men for bibiara infiwa sasimu o sande semefa ebekede onam amemodo na Abraham waye nshira.
Abraham was going to get a lot of booty from the king of Sodom.
Na Abraham obenya ejapezipi efi Sodom hinwo.
But he said, I will not take it.
Na okeche Sodom in there amempedam Israel,
because it did not belong to him. He said, I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours. You don't need what is Alfred's.
Now, Abraham said, "Onje impobwa na ahumopa watisino infinuho osande onye za ono oshere."
You need what is yours. And you will have what is yours. I said 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 you will have what is yours. Receive what is yours.
I receive it.
Abraham said, I have lifted up my hands to God.
Now Abraham said that,
so I can't lift my hands to you to collect anything from you except only what the young men have eaten and the portion of the men who went with me. Let them take their portion. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. God's word is coming to somebody one of these days. After the things you have gone through, God's word is coming to you in a certain form.
Yes.
What did God say to Abraham? God said, do not be afraid. You see, because sometimes when you miss certain opportunity, you become afraid. Will I get a chance again? Walking by faith does not mean that you will not have fear. Believing God does not mean you will not have concerns about what your life may turn out in the future. But it pays to lift your hands unto God. No matter the price, it pays to lift up your hands unto God. Obviously, Abraham was afraid. So the first words God spoke to him was that, do not be afraid, Abraham. I pray to God that in your times of uncertainty, the word of the Lord will come to you to calm your heart down. God said to Abraham, I am your shield. I am your shield. Your exceeding great reward. Other version says that I am your bond of compensation. I am your bond of compensation. You lost that thing because of Christian values and virtues. God said, I will compensate you. God said, I will compensate you. This is how wealth comes unto us. And you need to discover, did God compensate Abraham? In chapter 24 of Genesis verse 1, the Lord had blessed him in all things. He compensated him. He blessed him so much that in his old age, as his child was bringing forth, he was also bringing forth.
Mercy. Now, Abraham,
so much so that it is possible that some of the children of his sons were older than his own children.
Now, Isaac number been waiting pain for sin. Keturah number.
So when they are relating, how are they supposed to relate? But God allows all these things because of his blessing. God is able to compensate you for that which you have lost. So comfort your heart with these words. Believe God. I said believe God. Because you'll be surprised that the greatest blessing of your life will not come through your job.
Now,
the greatest blessing of your life may not come from your job. So believe God for his blessing.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Catch Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.